الشام need to register every day, brother Abu Fatima, need to register every day the ascendancy. As also we are going to take the ascendancy in consideration while boiling the scores, the final scores. So also the attendance is going to be put in consideration. As for those who attend lesser than 60% of the course, they're not going to take the certificate. They can continue, they can have the quiz, but they're not going to take a certificate until they retake the course with us again. Inshallah ta'ala, after, yani inshallah, maybe after the summer. Okay, now, we have given you the complete picture. No need to worry. It is inshallah simple. It is what you do in your worship every day. So if you just concentrate in what you do every day, you're going inshallah to have the correct answers. And as for yesterday, we said that inshallah ta'ala, a brother yesterday asked to give the references of all the evidences we bring. And that's great. And I think I've done most of it, except for some that comes to my mind at the middle of the lecture. Otherwise, Brother Abu Fatima, I was saying that otherwise, Brother Abu Fatima Izzallah asked for the references so he can post them on the mail screen. But as I told you a moment ago, that many of these evidences, it comes on the lecture, as I'm not writing the lecture down. I'm not writing it down. I wish some of you could have time to write the lectures down and post it to me to review, and maybe later on we can publish it or yani have it edited. But I will give you the concerned or the late or the direct evidences for what we say by references. For sometimes you might hear me saying that the companion so-and-so said that the Prophet ﷺ said so-and-so, or maybe the Prophet ﷺ said so-and-so, or Allah Ta'ala said so-and-so, without telling you the references. In this case, what I suggest to you, don't bother at the middle of the lecture. All what you need to do, when we come to the questions, you write your question as, please give us the reference of this hadith you mentioned, or this ayah you mentioned. If I can, that time, remember it, I will give it to you. If not, I will write it down. The following lecture, I will, inshallah, give it to you. So this is going to be our manhaj in our lectures, inshallah, from now on. Fine. Quick revision to what we said. We said that the purpose of this program, which we call PIPI, yes, Shaheed Wannabe, I'm going to go through all of them, inshallah, now. Don't worry, inshallah. So, we said that the purpose of this course is to perfect the implementation of your deen, starting Brother Abu Fatima, you can now read that everyone, because we don't need, until we come to the questions. So everyone who wants to tell me anything can PM me. So we have to perfect our performance of this being. As what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith of Salah, صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي. Pray as you see me pray. And in Hajj, he also said, لتأخذوا عني مناسككم. لتأخذوا عني مناسككم. And it means, take from me your rituals of Hajj. So, by these two evidences, along with what Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, إن تطيعوه تهتدوا. Allah Ta'ala is telling the Prophet, telling the believers, if you obey him, meaning Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you will be guided. So for now, we're going to go through the whole phase one and a quick revision. And after we finish, then we allow you, whoever raises his hand will be unredacted and then write down. Brother Abu Fatima, you need to read that everyone, so no disturbing. And later on, when the question term comes, then everyone who has a question, raise his hand. One by one, Abu Fatima is going to unread to post your question, and then read that again, and the like. Okay. We said that the first pillar of this deen of Arkan al-Islam is the two testimony of faith. According to what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as in the hadith of Umar ibn Khattab, which is reported by Bukhari and Muslim, hadith of Jibreel. And as per the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, the very famous hadith. The hadith that almost everyone knows. The hadith that almost everyone knows, which is, بني الإسلام على خمسة أركان. بني الإسلام على خمسة أركان. شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج البيت لمن استطاع إليه سبيلا. So this is the proof and evidence for that. The two testimony of faith is the first pillar. Both of them, one pillar. It is a pillar that consists of two parts. One part refers to Allah, the other refers to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we talked about these two parts of the first pillar of Islam. And we said that the first part of it, which is La ilaha illallah, has a meaning. And we discussed the meaning very widely with the proofs and evidences. Just to go through quickly, who can tell me the meaning of La ilaha illallah? How is it now? Okay. Brother Dennis, you said that when you get the definition of La ilaha illallah, you said none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah. What is your proof for that? What is your proof for that? Why it is not no God but Allah? None has the right to be worshipped but Allah. Or none? No God but Allah. Why it is not no God but Allah? Okay, لا معبود بحق إلا الله. Because He is the only creator of everything. That's correct. That's correct. Because He is the only creator of everything. He is the only sustainer of everything. He is the only controller of everything. And that's why He is the Lord. He is the God. He is the only one who has the right to be worshipped. He is the only one who has the Lordhood and Godhood. Lordship and Godhood. So, what is the proof? Still I'm asking about the proof. All those who said that Allah is the only true God who has the right to be worshipped. What is your proof for that? And remember what we said at the first, at the beginning of this course, we said that people are going to ask you, what is your proof for that? Okay, Surah Al-Hajj verse 62, what is the ayah? Now I made it more than, yani more simple than that. We said that, yani that's why we say we're going to have a quiz, yani we need to memorize these things. The proof for that is what you recite 17 times a day minimum. That is Surah Al-Fatiha. That is Surah Al-Fatiha. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Sahih, that's in Surah Al-Hajj, but I mean, yani you try to make it simple. Don't yani go further to complicate it. Make it simple for you to remember. Allah Ta'ala said, do we know why we're going to come back to this when we speak about the second pillar of Islam. But yani just quickly, do we know why Surah Al-Fatiha is meant to be obligatory and every rak'ah you do, it is because it consists of this thing. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It confirmed the right of Allah to be worshipped, and it clarifies why. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. He is the Rabb. He is the one who created. Rabb means the one who created, the one who sustains the world. So, and then إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. In the same surah. Right. We say that this pillar, or this part of this pillar, has pillars. As pillars. What are these pillars? Okay. I'm Yusuf too. Okay, Dennis Moll says negation and affirmation. That's correct, negation and affirmation. Negating what? Affirming what? You negate what and you affirm what? What about kufr bittaghut? You affirm or you negate? You negate that there are any gods. No. You don't negate that there are any gods. There are many gods, as people take. But we said before, you negate godhood from everyone. You negate godhood from everyone. You say that these are false gods, false deities. So there is no God. No God. There is no God. Then, you need to affirm. Except Allah. Except Allah. What happened if somebody... What happened if somebody affirms Godhood to Allah by saying Allah is a true God? Is he a Muslim? Is he a Muslim? No. Why? Why? Because he didn't negate. Yes, exactly. He didn't negate. He affirmed that Allah is a God, and this means there are many other gods. And if he says, no God, no God, do we say he's a Muslim because he negated false deities? La. No. Why? Why? Because he negated all gods, including Allah. And that's wrong. So you have to have negation and affirmation. Who can tell me where from we got this in the Quran? Where in Surah Al-Baqarah? Where is Surah number 2? Exactly. Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 256. Jazakallah khair muwahid. Yes, Muslim always. That's true. Atheists say that there is no God. So that's why they are atheists. Exactly. Now, so we have the proof from Surah Al-Baqarah. Then we said that this part of the first pillar of pillars of Islam has conditions. What are these conditions? Okay. Love, knowledge, yaqeen, submission. 1, 2, 3, 4. Truthfulness, 5. Acceptance, 6. What else do we have? Certainty, yaqeen. They said yaqeen, tayyib. We're still with 6. Sincerity, truthfulness, it was said. Yeah, that's right, that's right. Ilm, yaqeen, wa ikhlas. Let's see, keen, what he says, keen. Keen to learn, okay. Keen to learn says, ilm, yaqeen, ikhlas, wa sidq, ma'a mahabba, mahabba, wa inqiyad, wal qabool laha, wal kufru, بالطاغوت والإيمان بالله. طيب علم يقين إخلاص صدق محبة انقياد and قبول and قبول and the last is the negation and affirmation. That's correct. That's great. That's great. So do we have do we have to know all these conditions? Yes, why? Why? Why do Muslims need to know these conditions? Why do Muslims need to know all these conditions? Because if the condition is not present, then that which requires the condition is not present. Correct. That is correct understanding. But again, it says here, because knowledge is obligatory upon us first. Sahih. Because they are conditions, and without it, it is not accepted. That's also correct. The first is knowledge, that's true. To worship Allah according to the Sharia, fine. It is what our Shahada constitutes, that's correct, too. Otherwise, La ilaha illallah is not correct. All these answers are right. All these answers are right. So one has to know the conditions. Why? Because if you miss a condition, if one condition is not present, then the whole thing is not present. As, for example, if one has all the conditions, but not for yaqeen, he is hesitating of the unseen. He says, I don't know if it is true that there is Jannah, there is fire, there is going to be the resurrection. I'm not so sure. So what kind of iman is that? Is this a false or true iman? It is false for sure. It is false, for sure. Jayyid, keen to learn. Wahab ibn Munabbih was asked about La ilaha illallah. What is it? Yani, do what the Prophet ﷺ said, that it would lead the person to the Jannah? He said, yes, it is the key for the Jannah, but every key has grooves. And without these grooves, the bolt key, would not open any door. Would not open any door. So, these conditions are the keys for La ilaha illallah. Right. And then we said that there are invalidators of La ilaha illallah. And we said, there are many, many, many invalidators. But we gave some examples of them. We said that shirk, and shirk has many forms. Shirk has many forms. Give me some forms of shirk, please. The woman, and then the Prophet said, but if you wish, you be patient for what you suffer of, and you will get the Jannah. The woman said, Ya Rasulullah, I will be patient, but ask Allah that when I am suffering of epileptic, then I would not be uncovered by, you know, by the shaitan. The Prophet ﷺ made dua for her. A man came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm blind. Ask Allah to turn my sight into me. The Prophet ﷺ did so. A man came to the Prophet ﷺ while he was giving the khutbah and said, Ya Rasulullah, no rain, the vegetation died, animals get weak, it is very difficult now, so ask Allah to send rain down. The Prophet ﷺ immediately raised his hand and asked Allah to send rain down. So this is not shirk. Why? Because you are asking from someone who is alive and there before you, and he is someone that you think he is, inshallah, from as-salihin, from the pious people. But if one goes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yes, you can ask someone who is alive but not someone who is dead, but besides that, this one who is alive must be somebody who can hear you, whether he is in front of you, or you talk to him by phone, or you send a letter to him. But it is not, for example, now you are there in where you are in the world, Europe, America, whatsoever, and you call, for example, Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan from there, no telephone, nothing, just you are in your room and say, Ya Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, please make dua for me. This we don't say shirk, but this person is majnoon. This person is majnoon. He would not hear him, except if he thinks that he has some kind of characteristic that he can hear you overseas with no medias. That's then false, and that's kind of shirk. Okay. From the shirk we said also, the person who mock anything from the Sharia. The dalil for that is what is in Surah Muhammad, ayah number 9. What is in Surah Muhammad, ayah number 9? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَرِهُ this about hating any of what the Prophet ﷺ came with. Any of what the Prophet ﷺ came with, if somebody hates any of that, then this is kufr. This is an invalidator of Islam. And this, as we said in Surah Muhammad, ayah 9. Mocking is in Surah Tawbah, ayah 65 and 66. Ayah 65 and 66. There where Allah Ta'ala said, قُلْ أَبِ اللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قد كفرتم بعد إيمانكم إن نعفو عن طائفة منكم نعذب طائفة أخرى بأنهم كانوا مجرمين. So this is the proof for that mocking any of what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with is kufr, is an invalidator of la ilaha illallah. Also, if one believes that there are some people who can be exempted from the sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like the Sufis, they say that their awliya do not need to pray because they reach the level of yaqeen. Their evidence in that is what Allah Ta'ala said, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship your Lord until you get yaqeen. Now there are two mistakes in this, in understanding this ayah. First, the speech is directed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and if we are included in it, you see always wa'budu wa'budu wa'budu. Abudu, this is plural, but wa'bud, that is singular. So it is especially for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I mean, the speech is directed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not to all of the ummah or to the people who are like the awliya of the Sufis. The second mistake they make in understanding this ayah is understanding the word yaqeen in Arabic, and this is because of their poor Arabic and their kibr, not to go back to the ulama and ask them what is the meaning of this ayah. So they said yaqeen, اعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. Worship your Lord until you reach the level of yaqeen. What is yaqeen? Yaqeen is certainty. So subhanAllah, how can you understand it like that? Okay, now this understanding will give me one of two. It is either the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped praying in some time of his life, because for sure he is certain in what he believes. The second is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is not sure. Is not sure of his belief. And this is also false. It cannot be. It cannot be that the Prophet ﷺ wasn't certain. Who believes that the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ wasn't certain, then he is kafir. And it cannot be acceptable that the Prophet ﷺ stopped worshipping in some time of his life. Because we see in Bukhari and Muslim, even when he was very, 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 very ill, just before he died, he was carried and left up to pray. So how come? How come that the yaqeen can be understood this way? So whoever believes that any body can be exempted from the sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this person is kafir. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. As in Surah Al-Imran, Ayah 85. Surah Al-Imran, Ayah 85. And also from the invalidators of La ilaha illallah, as we said before, turning away from this religion, not learning it, not studying it, not looking into it, whether from the non-Muslims who are not willing to know about this religion, they turn away, they don't learn, or from the Muslims who do not learn it, they just worship, they just act the rituals of Islam just like that with no any proofs and evidences. Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah Al-Sajdah Ayah 22, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ ثُمَّ أَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا إِنَّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُنْتَقِمُونَ. Who is more wrong than the one whom be reminded with the evidences and proofs of Allah and verses of Quran, and then he turn away from them? Verily we are going to revenge from those wrongdoers. So these are the invalidators generally. Otherwise we said that there are many, many invalidators. Who can give me an invalidator other than what we said now? Who can tell me an invalidator? Who can give me an invalidator other than the ones we just said? No, magic we just said. Make halal that which is haram and the opposite. This is kufr. This is kufr. The proof for that is in the Quran. شرعوا لهم من الدين ما لم يأذن به الله. Being a fortune teller, that's true. As with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, من أتى كائنا أو عرافا فقد كفر بما أنزل على محمد. Anyone who thinks man-made law is better than the Sharia and believes in this, believe this is this in Aqeedah also. Yeah. Although this is one of the invalidators we mentioned. But this is true. Acting as the way of the kuffar. Well, this we need to discuss and explain more. Kufr al-inkar or kufr al-juhud. Okay, that's correct. All what you said is, most of what you said is correct. What about cursing Allah, cursing the Prophet, cursing the Quran, cursing Islam? Would that be considered kufr? Or only a major sin? Isn't it a major sin? Well, it depends if a person is angry. No, it doesn't. It doesn't necessarily depend on that. Even if he's angry, he got to control himself not to curse Allah. Why? Because the ulama says that it is simply because one who curses Allah, curses the Prophet, curses Quran, curses Islam, this person shows that there is no love in his heart towards Allah, towards the Prophet, towards the Quran, towards Islam. And we said that it is one of the conditions. One of the conditions. Okay, this is what we talked about during the Druze, the previous Druze, about La ilaha illallah. Now, we want to to take also Muhammad al-Rasulullah. Want also to take Muhammad Rasulullah. We also talked about that. We talked about that. We said that it is the second pillar of the first pillar of the second, yeah, the second part of the first pillar, that that is the first pillar of Islam. Yes, Umm Sufya, that's true. If you follow Imams over Allah's law, that is also kufr. But again, this needs more clarifications that we don't want to get deep in it now. We'll come to it later on, inshallah. Because this must be upon what is in the heart. But if one follows the Imam because he's afraid that the Imam will banish him, kill him, put him in prison, then this is not kufr. As what Allah Ta'ala said, إِلَّا مَنْ أُكْرِهَ وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنٌ بِالْإِيمَانِ. Except for the one who cursed Allah, not from his heart, only by his tongue, because the kuffar are forcing him. So that's different. طيب, let's go back to the second part of the testimony of faith. شهادة أن محمد رسول الله. We said that there are four categories for shahadat anna Muhammad Rasulullah, or even you can say for conditions. You can say these are four conditions. What are these four? What are the four conditions of Muhammad Rasulullah? To believe that he is the last messenger, following what he came with, ittiba, ta'atu fima amar, obey and all that he commanded to do. Okay, obey the messenger. To believe that what he says is true. That's correct. This is the second. From the past and the present and the future. وَاجْتِنَابُ مَنَاعَنُ وَزَجَرُ. Stay away from all that he forbid us. Sahih. That's the third. And the fourth is to obey him. Okay, still these all are around the three. We need the four. وَلَا يُعْبَدَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِمَا شَرَعَ. جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا شَهِيد وَنَبِي. Allah must not be worshipped except by the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the way Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought to us. That is correct, 100%. 100%. طيب, let's go, take the proofs and evidences of these four conditions. The first condition, ta'atu fima amar. Who can give us a proof for that? Okay, we will say then the four. Ta'atu fima amar. Obey him in all what he commanded us to do. وَتَصْدِيقُوا فِيمَا أَخْبَرْ. And believe him in all the news that he told, he brought to us from the past or the future. وَاجْتِنَابُ مَنَهَا عَنُ وَزَجَرْ. And to stay away from all what he, صلى الله عليه وسلم, made forbidden for us. أنت و ولا يعبد الله إلا بما شرع. And not and Allah not to be worshipped except with what the Prophet ﷺ brought to us. Let's now see the evidences for this. Remember, we always need the evidences. We always, always need the evidences. Al-Muzammil 15 to 16. طيب. Okay. But let's the first one. طاعته فيما أمر. Allah Ta'ala said as in, what is that Surah Shura? Surah Al-Imran, exactly. Surah Al-Imran, ayah 33 or 32. قُلْ أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ قُلْ أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. So, this is the proof of there are many, many verses in the Quran shows that it is mandatory to obey what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came with. And we talked about this, yani, how are you gonna obey the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? We said that ta'atuhu as per your ability, حسب الاستطاع. He commanded you to pray standing position. If you can, then you have to. If you cannot, then you don't have to. You sit down and no sin on you. However, your reward is going to be complete as if you are standing. واجتناب ما نهى عنه وزجر. What is the proof for that? What is the proof for that? اجتناب ما نهى عنه وزجر. To avoid or to stay away from what he صلى الله عليه وسلم warned us from or forbid for us. It is the ayah of Surah Al-Hashr, ayah 7. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا واتقوا الله. And what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم brought to you, you take. And what he commanded you to stay away from, you got to stay away from. And then we have the third, or the fourth, sorry. Or the second, we didn't talk about the second, we talked about the first, obeying the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the third, which is staying away from what he forbid for us. In between these two, we have tasdiqu bima akhbar, believing him in all what he said, from the news of the past or the news of the future. What is the proof for that? Allah Ta'ala said, you write on Yusuf too, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. He doesn't speak of his own desire. Surah Al-Najm, true. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَىٰ. So, you have to believe him. You have to believe in him, and you have to believe him too. And the last thing, the last pillar of Shahadat Anna Muhammad Rasulullah, ولا يعبد الله إلا بما شرع. And Allah should not be worshipped except with what Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم brought to us. What is the proof of that? It is what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Imran, Ayah 31. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله. Say, O Muhammad, to all of them, if you really love Allah and you wish His forgiveness, then follow me. يحببكم الله. Allah will love you. And also in the hadith reported by Imam Muslim in the 30th of Aisha رضي الله عنها, where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. Whoever does anything from our matter which is Islam while it is not from our way, then it is going to be rejected. Right. And we Muslims, we Sunnis, the Salafis, believe that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not an angel. Rather, he is a son of Allah. Rather, he is Allah himself. So what do we believe about Muhammad? We believe that he is a messenger. He is a messenger. Ya Sufya, the ayah of being a messenger is ayah 32 from Surah Al-Imran. And regard to what is Muhammad exactly, we say that Muhammad is a regular man, like everyone, as what Allah Ta'ala said, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. And Allah Ta'ala said that Isa A.S. said that he is bashar, basharun mithlukum, yuha ilayhi. قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنه لا إله إلا الله. And also we believe that he is not only a messenger, he is a slave of Allah. And when we say slave, we do not put him down, no. No, because this is the reality of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is one of the mankind. He is a slave as everyone else. Slave for Allah. Slave not for anyone, for Allah. And that's what Allah Ta'ala described him with. As for example, in Surah Al-Jinn, Ayah 19, Allah Ta'ala said, وَأَنَّهُ لَمَّا قَامَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ يَدْعُوهُ كَادُوا يَكُونُونَ عَلَيْهِ لِبَدًا. وَأَنَّهُ لَمَّا قَامَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. Verily, when the slave of Allah stood to call Allah, so Allah Ta'ala named him as a slave. And this is not shame. This is our reality. This is the fact. This is the truth. That we are on everything. The sun, the moon, the stars, the sky, the clouds, the rain, whatever, mountains. Everything is a slave for Allah. Allah Ta'ala said, وإن كل من في السماوات والأرض إلا آتي الرحمن عبدا لقد أحصاهم وعدهم عدا وكلهم آتي يوم القيامة فردا وإن كل من في السماوات والأرض إلا آتي الرحمن عبدا All who are in the heavens and on the earth are going to come to Allah in the day of resurrection, slaves. Today they, you see people say, I'm free, I do whatever I want, I'm free, I'm not a slave. We say, yes, you are a slave. Mankind cannot be except a slave. Whether you are a slave of your Lord or a slave of the devil. Whether you are a slave of your Lord. And this will bring you up. This should make you feel proud. Because you are a slave of your Lord who created you. If not, then you are a slave of the devil of Shaitan. He is controlling you. There is nothing else. You are a slave of your desire. You're slave of the money. You're slave of good style of clothes. You're slave of these things, you know. You gotta be a slave. No mankind can be other than a slave. But it is bad when you are a slave of a slave. Slave of a slave. Never happened, huh? Except for disobedience and the kuffar. They are slaves of slaves. But the ones who are obeying Allah are slaves of the master, of the Lord, of Allah. And that makes you feel proud. And that's why in two places in the Quran, or should be places of proud, Allah Ta'ala named Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there as a slave. And look at, for example, in the event of Isra, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taken from Makkah to Baytul Maqdis and from there to the heavens, look what Allah Ta'ala described him in this surah. At the beginning, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, glory be for the one who has taken his slave in the journey of Isra to Bayt al-Maqdis, Masjid al-Aqsa, the one whom all the surrounders are blessed. So Allah Ta'ala here named Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a slave. Surah al-Isra, ayah number 1. And also in the position of receiving the revelation. It's not anyone. How many people receive the revelation? In this ummah, since Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the day of resurrection, only one man who received the revelation. It is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one else. Whoever claimed that him or others other than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the revelation, then he is kafir. He is kafir. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala said, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Muhammad wasn't a father of men of you, but he was a messenger and the seed of prophets. And the prophet, the word prophet means the one who received the revelation, whether he's a messenger or a prophet. So, no one received the revelation in this ummah but Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when there is something that Allah gives to only one person, is that something good and pride or something for shame? I'm asking you, brothers and sisters. When there is something that Allah Ta'ala gave it to only one, only one, only one, and this thing is most beloved to Allah, which is His speech, and this thing wasn't thrown to him, it was given to Jibreel, the head of the angels, who came with it. Then is this... then is this something that gives the feeling of pride or shame? I'm asking you, dear brothers and sisters. Pride, for sure. It makes you feel pride. Why? Because you're the only one got it. And it is something that your Lord loves it and like it. And that's why He sent it to you with the most beloved messenger of the angels to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jibreel. So, look, what Allah Ta'ala said in this response. In the first ayah of Surah Al-Furqan, Allah Ta'ala said, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ عَلَى عَبْدِهِ الْفُرْقَانَ تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَى عَبْدِهِ تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَى عَبْدِهِ So, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a slave, is a man. He's not a God, so he raised to the level of God. And he himself sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as in the hadith, he said, verily, I am a slave. So say, a slave of Allah and a messenger of Allah. That's very clear and great. And here we end up our lecture for today. And it was a revision of all what we talked about in regard to the first pillar of Islam and our PIPI course, Perfect Implementation of Pillars of Islam, inshallah ta'ala. Tomorrow is going to be our day. Don't be so worried. It is easy. All what you need to do is relax. Close your book. Test your memory. See if you are ready to deliver and convey the message. See if you are now capable to stand in the position of the conveyors. May Allah bless you all, provide you success, and don't forget us from your dua. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته